Good Monday morning, church. It is great to be back with you. We had a wonderful time in church yesterday. And so let's get into our Bible study, shall we? We are in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. God's saving word again for this week is hope. In this passage of Scripture, this is the final chapter of 2 Peter, and it focuses on the day of Christ's return. Followers of Christ should not be upset by people who make fun of them because Christ hasn't yet returned. Rather, they should stay strong in the faith, awaiting the new heaven and the new earth that God promises. So let's get after it. All right. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. My dear friends, this is now the second letter that I've written to you. In both letters, I've tried to arouse pure thoughts in your mind by reminding you of these things. I want you to remember the words that were spoken long ago by the holy prophets and the command from the Lord and Savior which was given you by your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, some people will appear whose lives are controlled by their own lusts. They will make fun of you and will ask, "Well, he promised to come, didn't he? Where is he?" Our ancestors have already died, but everything is still the same as it was since the creation of the world. They purposely ignore the fact that long ago God gave a command and the heavens and the earth were created. The earth was formed out of water and by water, and it was also by water, the water of the flood, that the old world was destroyed. But the heavens and the earth that now exist are being preserved by the same command of God in order to be destroyed by fire. They are being kept for the day when godless people will be judged and destroyed. But do not forget one thing, my dear friends. There is no difference in the Lord's sight between one day or 1,000 years. To him, the two are the same. The Lord is not slow to do what he has promised, as some think. Instead, he is patient with you because he does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants all to turn away from their sins. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, the heavens will disappear with a shrill noise, the heavenly bodies will burn up and be destroyed, and the earth with everything in it will vanish. Since all these things will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people should you be? Your lives should be holy and dedicated to God as you wait for the day of God and do your best to make it come soon. The day when the heavens will burn up and be destroyed and the heavenly bodies will be melted by the heat. But we wait for what God has promised, new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness will be at home. And so, my friends, as you wait for that day, do your best to be pure and faultless in God's sight, and be at peace with him. Look on your Lord's patience as the opportunity he has given you to be saved, just as our dear friend Paul wrote to you using the wisdom that God gave him. This is what he says in all his letters when he writes on the subject. There are some difficult things in his letters which ignorant and unstable people explain falsely, as they do with other passages of the Scripture. So they bring on their own destruction. But you, my friends, already know this. Be on your guard, then, so that you will not be led astray by the errors of lawless people and fall from your safe position. Continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen. Well, today's key verse is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. We wait for what God has promised, new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness will be at home. Let us pray. Lord God, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Though I know not when you will return, you call me and all people of faith to help people experience a glimpse of your realm by extending your love and grace throughout your whole creation. Help me to grow in the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this morning to an end. And we just pray, keep looking, for God's promises are right around the corner. God bless.